Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack the Clam program. Good to be back with you tonight, coming to you once again from the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We sure thank all the people listening in that communicate with us. That is wonderful, and we appreciate it very much. Our police and military associations here need your participation. And we, as you know, have a goal of reaching every one of our police and soldier peers out there in uniform today with our message that they need to return to serving and protecting the American people, this nation, not being mercenaries in these wars all over the world. And as law enforcement people, we took an oath, too, to defend the Constitution, protect people's rights, their liberties, their property, and their persons. And I've been an academy instructor in the sixth largest city in the United States, the Phoenix Police Department, Regional Police Academy, for 5 years. And I can tell you that our brothers and sisters are being trained to serve and protect the system from the people today. They're not aware of this. They have 99.9% of our young people that go into law enforcement took the job for the right reason, but when they get into these academies, they get mentally manipulated to actually feel that the system is more important than the people themselves. So our job here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, is to reach out and touch the hearts and minds of our brothers and sisters in uniform and make sure that they know what their oath is all about and who they swore to, and ask them to say no to immoral and unlawful orders. That's where it's all at, because we know, as we mentioned many times on this program, if police and military soldiers will not enforce tyranny, tyranny will not get enforced. Now, today we're happy to have a guest on with us that our Police and Military Association truly honors this man. He's been around for some 30 years fighting against government oppression. Born and raised in Newark, Ohio, this young man has just been a leading advocate in the nation for individual liberties, free enterprise, property rights, and back to basics education. We'll introduce our guest right after this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartavite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there, and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there, and I walk to the other end of the road, and I come back, and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window built here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you slip your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cartavite.us for more information.
To the Officer Jack McLam program. And before we go to our guest, I've been reminded that last night I ran out of time to give that address where, we talked about my personal situation, my wife and I's personal situation. And I wanted to give out that address for those of you that heard me speak last night, and then we'll go to our guest because I'll forget it again. And it'll be too late, and already people have been calling and asking me for the address. So let me give that out here. Write to Angela McLamb, M-C, capital L-A-M-B. That's Angela McLamb, M-C, capital L-A-M-B, just like Lamb. And the address is 113 Sharps, like a knife is sharp, but an S on the end. It's 113 Sharps Street, Poseyville, P-O-S-E-V-I-L-L-E. That's a real cute name, isn't it? Poseyville. I live in Poseyville. I like that. Indiana. And the zip code is 47633. Once again, 113 Sharps Street, Poseyville, P-O-S-E-Y-V-I-L-L-E, Indiana, 47633. All right, folks, and once again, we're excited to have this guest on with us tonight. We're talking about a man who's been in this fight for many, many years, and we all owe him so much and his organization so much, and that is the American Policy Center that is headed up by our dear friend Tom DeWeese. A lot of you will recognize that name. Tom DeWeese has been a crusader for truth and our rights and property for so many years. And so we're honored to have Tom on with us tonight. Tom, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Jack, it's good to be with you again. Thank you.
Oh, yes. This is great. We have a lot to talk about, and we can take calls tonight if people would like to get online. And we're just going to have a good time educating our people here and people around the nation and around the world tonight. First of all, Tom, tell us about the American Policy Center. This has been in operation for quite a long time now, and it is involved in so many activities and very important issues that has to do with everybody's life throughout America. Go right ahead.
Sure. I founded the American Policy Center back in 1986, actually, and we were founded on the ideals of promoting individual liberty, free enterprise, limited government, property rights, and it's gotten us into a whole lot of areas as we try to pursue those goals. As I said, we fight for property rights against those who are trying to take away the homes and the ranches, the farms, the whole towns in some cases, under the name of environmentalism, and we've been in the forefront of that fight for a number of years now. We fight for privacy rights, and we have been major players in the battle to stop the national ID card. We unfortunately appear to be losing that battle since 9/11. That has been the case. But we continue to fight to try to control it and stop it from being implemented. Illegal immigration is something we've gotten involved in the last couple of years, and I think that goes without saying why we need to do that, borders being overrun. Education is an issue we've worked on for a number of years. We fought against Goals 2000, school to work, outcome-based education, and we continue to try to get our education system back to locally controlled and federal government out of it. And, of course, we fight for our national sovereignty, which puts us right smack up against the United Nations, and we fight that battle every day. So those are the things that the American Policy Center is doing, and it's a full plate. Every single thing we're working on is on the front burner today, and we stay very busy.
Oh, boy, you sure do, brother. Listen, we'll do it several times during the program, but so people can pull it up on their web or write this down right now, and we'll do it later too, folks. Give out that website and a phone number, and then we'll do it several other times, Tom.
Sure. It's the American Policy Center's website is americanpolicy.org. And we are located in Warrenton, Virginia, which is just about 45 miles outside of D.C. I try to keep it so that we aren't affected by Washington, but yet we can be effective there, so
yes.
We stay out here where the air is clean.
That's great.
And our phone number here is 540-341-8911. And if you would like to get a copy of our newsletter, the DeWeese Report, which we put out every month that covers all these issues that we're talking about, you can give us a call. We'll send one out to you. Or you can go on our website and see a lot of our articles there, a lot of the things we've been working on, get our action alerts. We have an action alert system called Sledgehammer.
I like that.
and it means exactly that. I learned a long time ago. Actually, politicians understand two things, money in their pocket, which I'm not about to give them, or a sledgehammer between the eyes to get their attention. That I am going to give them.
Amen.
And we do it on a regular basis. We put out Sledgehammer when we have a something going on Capitol Hill that needs our attention. It'll tell you what action, what this issue is, what action to take, who to call, provide phone numbers, and so forth. You can only get on Sledgehammer, become a part of it by email. But
okay.
You can go on our website, and you can sign up for it there, and you'll start receiving those.
Okay, American, it's www.americanpolicy.org. And what was that phone number again?
It's 540-341-8911.
What's the most pressing situation right now, Tom, that you're involved in? So many things you're involved in, property rights, privacy rights, my goodness, immigration. UN's coming in on us 10 ways from Sunday. So what is it that you think is the most important issue right now?
I think the issue today that will define our era is illegal immigration. That is something that I just cannot understand in so many ways why the federal government and why our elected officials fail to understand how important this is. It affects everything in our life. The Mexican government is literally advocating that we don't have a border between the United States and Mexico. Of course, there's a whole lot of reasons for that going on.
Yes.
But the invasion of illegal immigration is really the front lines in the fight to keep our national sovereignty at this point.
You remember, I'm sure you do, way back in 1954, Rowan Gaither, the president of the Ford Foundation, made that statement that I guess almost knocked Norman Dodd off his chair when he said, "We operate here under directives which emanate from the White House. The substance of those directives under which we operate is that we shall use our grant-making power to alter life in the United States so we could be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union." I think, brother, without a doubt, our police and military association here knows that there are all different programs, many, many programs, to lower the standard of living in the United States, to lower our economy, everything down to third world nation status. And I think there's no better way to do it than to flood us with literally tens of millions of millions of illegals that will not integrate into our system, but cause a tremendous burden in many, many ways. 25% of our criminals in prison are illegal aliens and so forth. What do you think, Tom?
You know, it's interesting to note, I don't know if you're aware of the fight that's going on inside the Sierra Club. It's been going on for several years over the issue of illegal immigration.
I didn't know that. My goodness.
They have. And the fight came to a head last year when they had their elections, and the side that wants to control illegal immigration lost. I understand the fight's up again this year. And it's interesting how this comes about. You know, the Sierra Club is certainly one of those organizations that doesn't want us to have any borders. It is moving on radical environmental issues that take away our a lot of our liberties in the name of fighting for, you know, a better environment, which is really a totally bogus thing.
It is.
There, the school of thought there in Sierra Club not supporting immigration laws and wanting to just let the border be open, the school of thought there is that those who come here to this country from these third world countries, particularly Mexico, are less of a threat to the environment if they are here in our country because we have better controls to keep our civilization, clean and well ordered. And the incredible thing about that idea is, first of all, that as they flood us, just as you said, they are depleting our standard of living. They're bringing our standard of living back down to where they came from instead of the other way around,
right,
because we can't handle the flood of them. And the other thing is, the only reason that our population in this country has grown over the last 10 years is literally because of immigration, whether it's legal or illegal. If we didn't have these people rushing into our country like this, we would not have a major population growth, which would, of course, improve the standard of living for everybody.
That's right. We killed. Isn't it interesting, Tom, that about 3 years ago, we began to hear serious talk among our law enforcement people and military about this loss to the Social Security system of, I think it was about 40,000 people now, or 40 million people about 4 years ago, something like that, were not contributing to the system, 40 million people, or they needed 40 million more to contribute to the system, because there was too few people paying in and paying out too much. Well, it was interesting at that time. It was about 40 million babies that had been aborted, and our population was not growing. And that's the same amount that are not paying into the Social Security system today. What a tragedy.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, we're coming up on a break, folks. We'll be right back with more from Tom DeWeese and the American Policy Center. Be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
This is a man that we've respected here at our Police and Military Association for quite a number of years. He's always an advocate for protecting our constitutionally guaranteed rights, property, and individual freedoms. Tom, you're right. If it wasn't for the illegal aliens coming in by the millions and millions a year, our population's pretty much stagnant. I think we're replacing about one child per family now or something like that. Tom, what is it?
Yeah, it's somewhere around that, and it's, yeah. You know, it's not a good thing, but it's a
right.
fact.
Yeah.
And when you take that fact and combine it with the rules and regulations that are being forced on us through something we've talked about before, sustainable development, and the smart growth program that goes with it, we're told that we've got to curb the growth of our communities and take away people's property rights by making them live inside of certain boundaries, which is what smart growth is. And we're told that because our population is exploding. The only reason our population is exploding is because we're not enforcing our immigration laws, and people who don't belong here at all are rushing across the border, and the response to that, instead of shutting down the border, we're told, well, let's just make them temporary workers and wink, wink, we'll let them in here. They're supposed to be doing jobs that the rest of us don't want to do, which is a completely unfactual statement.
True, yeah.
And so, you know, this is a response.
Let me
our elected officials are supposed to, to enforce the laws of this country, and they're not doing it.
That's right. Tom, let me ask you this. For the listeners out there that maybe have gone through the government brain laundry, the school system, where they've been taught that the environmental problems in this world are the most crucial thing in life today on this earth, could you sum up for us, this won't be hard for you, I don't believe, Tom, but say in, I'll give you two sentences, not just one sentence, but two sentences, what is this environmentalist movement truly underneath all about?
The environmentalist movement is not about protecting the environment. It is about top-down control of our way of life. They have set a series of rules and regulations that, if fully implemented, would do absolutely nothing to protect the environment, but it locks away private property, it destroys commerce, and it destroys lives. And it is literally a socialist program.
Total control of mankind, isn't that right?
That's exactly right.
Yes. All right, good. Okay, well, we've got a serious thing coming up this year, and I don't know why, Tom, people aren't talking about it. We have here at our police and military associations, but we've got this FTAA coming in, and that is really something scary. Could you fill us in on that and tell me why we're not getting more attention to this? Now, when NAFTA and GATT came along, boy, it was everywhere, but they seem to be keeping the lid on this FTAA. Tell us about that, would you?
Well, I think when NAFTA and GATT came in, there were still people who understood the difference between the euphemism of free trade and what free enterprise is. Uh-huh. I'm not so sure people know anymore what the difference is. Free trade is a euphemism for control. Again, the NAFTA and GATT, particularly NAFTA, had almost truckloads of regulations that involved environmental regulations and labor regulations, things like that. When you're talking about free trade, you don't need truckloads of regulations. There's a reason there's those truckloads of regulations, because it's not free trade.
Right.
This is a threat to our national sovereignty. It is actually doing away with the borders of our community, of our countries. If you take a look at the European Union, where ancient cultures with ancient currencies and ancient borders and ancient culture, their cultures were absolutely thrown away to accept the European Union. The European Union was sold as something that would just help trade, and that's not such a bad idea. If it would help all those different countries increase their trade around the world, fine, but that's not what they did. Now they have a constitution, they have a currency, and it is purely a socialist operation, and now they want to do that in North America. Now, we talk about the United Nations being a threat as wanting to create a global government, and a lot of people scoff at that and say, oh, the UN doesn't have any power, it can't do that.
Yeah.
We everything we do there is voluntary. Well, just take a look. If you had the European Union, you've got the North American Union, the South American Union, and name about four or five others, the African Union, so forth.
Uh-huh.
Now you have a series of countries that have given up their borders, given up their constitutions, given up their currency, given up their identity. You've got six or eight of these unions around the world. It is just one more step to make one union, and then you've got the global governance, and that is the movement that's afoot here, and it has nothing to do with trade. It has to do with control, and this is part of a plan that is outlined quite clearly in a policy called Agenda 21, which came out of the UN's Rio Summit in 1992, Sustainable Development's the policy, and now it's moving forward.
Okay. All right, Tom, thank you. Hold on to that thought there. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks. We want to get into something called freedom21.com during the program too, Tom, so be ready for that. Folks, we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Okay, folks, we're going to go along with Tom DeWeese here and pick his brain some more. He has so much knowledge in there we'd like to get out today as much as we can anyway. And he's up to it, boy. He's something else. But if you'd like to call in, folks, with any questions of your own, please feel free to call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We just had a terrible problem occur in our county here, Tom. For years and years and years, and I mean many, many years in this county, and that's one of the things that attracted me to this county. They didn't have any zoning and planning, no building codes, no zoning regulations. And it is a wonderful, free place. But now we've got two Democratic socialists on the county commissioners, and they are government retired government agents. And, boy, zoning and planning seems to be on its way. What do you know about the destructiveness of this program? Now, I know Agenda 21 is like zoning and planning on speed, you know, but tell me about zoning
on steroids. And
on heroin, yes.
Yeah, steroids, yeah.
Steroids, okay.
It's Agenda 21 is a policy that came out of the Rio Summit in 1992, the Earth Summit that was there. There were four different documents there. The other one was the Biodiversity Treaty. These two, Agenda 21 and the Biodiversity Treaty, are the pincer move on what's happening everywhere in this country. First of all, let me tell you that a biodiversity treaty implements a program called the Wildlands Project. The Wildlands Project calls for the rewilding of 50% of all the land in every single state. Now, rewilding means taking it back to the state it was in before Christopher Columbus stepped foot on this land. And that means all the infrastructure, all the roads, all the towns, all the private property within that area that's picked is then sucked up and locked away and taken away from individuals. And, you know, we take major steps backwards, where the rest of us are herded then into communities where Agenda 21 takes place under a policy called sustainable development. I talked about smart growth a few minutes ago, and that's part of this whole program. Sustainable development is literally a ruling principle by which, from the top down, our lives are directed. The logo that is used throughout sustainable development literature is three connecting circles. One of them is labeled ecological integrity, which is the environmental issues that we deal with every day, talking about land, air, water, so forth. Economic prosperity is the second circle. And that is, you've probably heard the term, public-private partnerships.
Oh, yeah.
Everything we talk about today talks about partnerships. We're partnering with this group. We're partnering with that group. That is part of sustainable development. That is bringing the private sector together with the public sector in a partnership. The only problem is that you can't have a partnership between government and private entities because government is an all-powerful entity. It can tax you. It can put you in jail. It can. It has guns. It has prisons. It has rules and regulations. And partnering with that, what they do is they take a select few to partner with them, and you know whether that be corporations,
yes,
or medical care or what have you, then they're the select few. The rest of you or us have to fend for ourselves under these regulations, and they're not in our favor. The third circle is called social equity. Social equity is everything in our lives. It is what we eat. It is our medical care. It is every welfare program you ever dreamed up. It is our education process. You hear now today about mental health screening for all of our children. I have a document here called Education for Sustainability. It is a document put out by the President's Council on Sustainable Development under Bill Clinton, which is still in place, that how our education system is to be restructured to make our children global citizens instead of citizens of America. And it talks about the health of our children. That's where this mental health screening comes in. It's all part of the sustainable development process. Most people think that sustainable development is just about property or land use controls, but it is not. Sustainable development is a ruling principle for every aspect of our lives. Al Gore said in his book, Earth in the Balance, that we were going to have to go through a wrenching transformation of society to implement this program. And wrenching it is. That is why you see so much strife and stress in our world today. It is why so many things seem unfair and wrong. And it is called sustainable development, and it is the official policy of the United States of America. It is the official policy of every single city, most of the local smaller burgs in the country, and rural areas are now being taken over by it. And how this works, this is very important. The federal government doesn't dictate it to you. They put together a series of funding grants that the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, the Audubon Society, and a whole army more of these guys, these NGOs, know about. And when your local county commissioners and city councilmen are confronted with these policies, and they may say, no, that's not right for our community, we don't need that, then this army on the local level comes together and they start putting pressure on your local elected officials saying, you are costing our community millions of dollars in federal money. And then the pressure is put on, and they're forced to accept it. And once you do, all the strings are attached.
Federal
top-down control takes place, and you're done.
Yeah, fantastic. This is what they've done in our area with closing the forest down.
they've got the counties now on, instead of funding themselves, where they have to put their hand out to the federal government for grants, and our counties run on grants because they've closed down manufacturing, industry, anything that pays for the tax base of the county is being eliminated, outsourced, or either closed down like our forest. And so there you find the only source of keeping the roads and the schools and everything in the county going is federal grants. So what does that tell you, Tom? It means total federal control. And, of course, the feds are controlled by these internationalists that want this world control system. Isn't that right?
It's all part of the plan, and they, you know, of course they say it's all voluntary.
Oh,
but
yes.
They begin to implement it, and if you don't do it, then there is hell to pay. It comes down on your heads.
Yes.
And what we know, though, Jack, is that it is being implemented on the local level. The county commissioners, the city councilmen, who really don't know what they're doing, they don't understand these policies. They go to their national associations of county commissioners or the National Association of Mayors. There they are told about these policies in ways that do not sound threatening. Then pretty soon those policies come up in their own communities. They say, oh, yeah, that's what we heard about there, and it's just systematically moved like that.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do now is work a way that we can begin to educate county commissioners, city councilmen on that level, and then train others who understand what sustainable development is to run for these offices. And once they are in, then they know how to say no to the legion of the army of the Nature Conservancy and the Sierra Club, because they know what the game is. But today we've got so many good, honest folks who run for these offices that have no clue what this is, and they're doing it without knowing what they're doing.
Well, you're so kind, because I think we've got a lot of them in there that know, because we've been up against some of these game and fish people and others that come through the government higher education, the socialist humanist system, where they learn that the environment and Mother Gaia is more important than anything on earth. And they come into the counties and they take control of these agencies, and all of a sudden you're fighting somebody that that is truly 150% committed to this world rewilding system and bringing us all down to a level, leveling everybody, no middle class, a chicken in every pot system that we've heard about for so many years, Tom. Let me ask you a question about the Indians. The Indians across the world are being looked upon by these governments and saying, oh, you Maori Indians down in New Zealand, we're going to give you control of the water down here in the land, and you Aborigine Indians in Australia, we're going to give you control of the land. And here in our own county, the powers that be, we say those that still speak with forked tongues, are looking at our wonderful Indian community in our county, in our state here, and they're saying, oh, we're going to give you all this control. Do these people, these international elite, truly love these Indian people, or what's going on here?
No, they, from what I have seen in the documentation of how these programs are being implemented and so forth, this is an incredibly cynical move by these internationalists. They don't have any respect for those people. They have utter contempt for them, but they are a wedge. They are an opportunity. If you're talking about rewilding our nation back to the days before Christopher Columbus, who then do they promote as the hero of that? Who were the ones supposedly slaughtered by Christopher Columbus? Then it's the Indians. And so they make them the hero of the day. We're just going to make reparations to you. We're going to give all this back to you. But it's really, if they're giving it back, then that means they've got power. They've got control. It is a ruse. It is an excuse. It is divide and conquer. And they have no respect for these people. And once this process is done and they've supposedly put it back in their hands, and they'll figure out another way to take it away. So there is an agenda afoot here. And you mentioned water. Water is one of the number one issues that we're dealing with here in the implementation of Agenda 21 in the Biodiversity Treaty, because water, without water, you can do nothing. And so getting control of the water is second only to getting control of the air. And And that's exactly what the agenda is. The Sierra Club is the NGO out of the United Nations that has been assigned the task of spreading across the country, setting up water control boards, and eventually they want to put tags on all wells, all private wells, meters on them. And believe it or not, they are advocating that the only sustainable process in water policy is that we all have access to like 10 gallons a day for individuals. Now, you think about how many gallons you use to take a shower, let alone to clean your clothes, to cook, anything like that. 10 gallons a day is their goal, and what they want to control us with in our water usage.
Are we short of water in the United States and the world?
There is absolutely no shortage of water in the United States. There's no shortage of water in the world. There is a shortage of water distribution, and there is a shortage of good government that can work to distribute that water. If people choose to live in the desert, then they deserve to have no water. But other than that, we have distribution situations, and you have the federal government going around systematically closing down dams. They're starting to destroy our ability to move that water around, and
they're creating the crisis.
They're creating the crisis. Absolutely true.
Once again, Tom, we're running out of time, and there's something I heard you talking about on another radio program about a month or so ago. I want to get into that real quick, and that's this freedom21.com. Now, folks, for years and years and years, we've been putting our money in the hands of our enemies out there, and Tom and his organization has come up with a program and a concept that we truly love, and that's putting the money back in our own pocket for these things. Tell them about freedom21.com, please, Tom.
Sure. This is something that I announced and started about a month ago. And Freedom21.com is an internet service provider, and we call it Freedom's Gathering Place on the net. That's never been done before, a place for our folks to go on the internet to find news that isn't biased by CNN and Dan Rather, to find commentaries, action alerts, message board to communicate with, things like that. All those things are available at Freedom21.com. The reason we started this is because, as you said, I've been involved in this battle for about 37 years, and that entire time, whether it's political campaigns I've worked on or organizations that I've worked on, I know that there are pockets all across this country of what I call mom-and-pop groups of people fighting for freedom in this country. They literally work their job during the week. They go to the bank on Friday night, cash their paycheck, take the money, go to Kinko's, make copies of documents and literature, take it to a meeting on Saturday trying to fight for their liberty. This is how we're fighting our battle against the mammoth organizations like the Rockefeller Foundation, Ford,
Indeed.
Pew,
yes.
Nature Conservancy, all of that. This is how we're fighting, and this is why we're losing. So I know for a fact that there's no big money guys and there's no big foundations coming to save us. They aren't there. They're not there to help us.
That's right.
We have to do it ourselves. What we are doing in great numbers is paying our money into internet service providers that are taking that money and many times putting it into the hands of our enemies, funding our enemies, funding people who are promoting programs that are the exact opposite of what we believe in. So I thought, without having our people having to spend any more money, which they don't have anyway, but spending it in a different way, if they will sign up for freedom21.com. They can get their full-service internet provider, either dial-up. We have 10,000 phone numbers across the country for local access at $15.99, or you can, if you already have DSL or cable or want to stay where you are but want to be part of this, for $6.99, you can just get a membership and join. But the key to this is $2 of that subscription fee, whichever one it is, will go to the freedom organization of your choice every single month. You can designate them online, and I will write them a check and send it to them every month. My goal is 1 million subscribers for freedom21.com, And if we get that, we will put much, much more than $24 million a year into the freedom movement. And, Jack, I'm guaranteeing you, if we can get that kind of participation and that kind of money, we will change our world. There is no doubt in my mind that we will do that.
Well, brother, we struggled here for 24 years to pay the bills here at our Volunteer Police and Military Association, and we still struggle today. And so the concept that I heard about, 20 years ago, I heard about it in the black community where the black leaders were saying, listen, let's keep our money in the community, let's spend our money in the community, turn it over a number of times so we can raise our people up and get our people back on their feet. And so basically this is what you're talking about. Instead of putting our money in the enemy's pocket to use against us, as we said on the morning program, that over 50% of the homosexual organizations in the nation are totally funded by our tax dollars, and we have internet providers that are putting millions of dollars into the pockets of abortionists and homosexual organizations and the environmental movement. So, Tom, I think this is the time that's come for this kind of thing. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks. Stay tuned.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, folks, we're back. We're coming in hot real quick here because we have two callers on the line and we only have like 3 minutes left of the program. So, Tom, before we run out of time, give out your contact information again, would you please?
Policy.org is our website. And the phone number at the American Policy Center, Warrenton, Virginia, is 540-341-8911. Give us a call, and we'll send you a copy of our newsletter, the DeWeese Report, or some information on most of the stuff we've talked about today.
Okay, give that phone number one more time.
540-341-8911.
Okay, www.americanpolicy.org. Very good. Now, Tom, real quick, how can people participate? You told Aiden Abet Police Newsletter here that we could have people actually donate $2 to our education of our police and soldiers when they sign up. We like that idea, and then when we sign up, we can donate $2 to somebody else. How does that, is that how that works?
You can sign up for yourself if you want to. Have part of your subscription fee go right to you. That's fine. There's a list on the site when you sign up that you can pick what we call participating organizations. If you don't see the organization you want there, then you can't. There's a space for you to write it in.
Okay.
And all I ask is that it be a legitimate freedom organization, and I watch that pretty closely, but,
okay,
but that's what you can do.
Very good, very good. Let's go to a couple callers here. Wayne in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Tom DeWeese.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. It's just terrific information you're putting out. I know time is brief. Tom, could you inform the audience about the impact FTAA will have on our legal protections as well as constitutional protections? Aren't we going to be sacrificing our total sovereignty if our government signs on to this thing?
Yeah, it's, these things are written in such a way that you won't find that kind of wording in the documents. But in practice, that's what happens, because you end up with controlling boards that oversee all of this, and they make the decisions instead of our own legal forces. And so that is very true that will happen, although if you get into a debate with one of these guys about it, he'll start pulling out the documents and say it doesn't say that. I've run up against that on almost everything we've worked on, but when you start getting into the way it's done, how it's implemented, that's what will happen.
Very interesting. Thank you, Wayne, for that question. Let's go now to DeWalt in Tennessee. DeWalt, welcome to the program. Oh, Tom. Okay, Tom, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello?
Yes, Tom.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay.
We sure can.
Well, I understand you guys to say that nature is optional, that it really has no value other than as a source of raw material.
No, didn't say that at all. What we said was that the environmental movement is, in a great sense, not their policies are not helping to protect the environment. What they are doing is creating a massive force of government that is controlling our lives without any kind of benefit to the environment for it. A lot of their policies are actually hurting the environment.
Okay, well, I'm just curious to know how are we going to ensure the viability of nature and the survival of species and the integrity of watersheds and ecological processes.
The way we've always done it, individuals who own private property are much better stewards of the land than a federal government that really doesn't have a stake in it.
That's right.
I've seen clear cuts and bulldozing on private land.
And they grow it back.
Yes. It's not native biological diversity, sir.
Well, hey, we're totally out of time, guys. Tom, thanks for calling in. And Tom DeWeese, brother, thank you so much for all you've done for America for so many years. We're going to be looking up your website and getting involved.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Lord bless you now. That's it for today, folks. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a great evening. Good night.
To what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
at rbnlive.com. You'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.